Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise for another great week. We hope we got all kinds of interviews this week, and Rob Center will be the through line throughout, being our fabulous producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line right now, we have two individuals from the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. Steve Stumbris is on the line. Good morning, Steve, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being on the line.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be with you.
Are you on the line today? Are you hunkered down at your house with the best soccer players in town?
Indeed. Although my son is missing the opportunity to get together with his team, we're safe and sound and spending some time together at home.
Oh, fabulous. And we also have on the line Maureen Houck, your good colleague and the assistant director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. Maureen, thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. Good to hear your voice again, and sorry we can't be there face-to-face, but we're working out well remotely.
Well, I do appreciate that. We're going to talk about how to work remotely from home. Is this a good time to maybe really get the wheels rolling on the startup of a business? Is it feasible to get any capital investment under these circumstances? But first, if you have an existing small business, how can you get some help? We hear the small business, the SBA has loans, and there's some other helps there. So what's the go-to there?
There are. So the first thing that we wanted to lead off with is that existing businesses are facing an exceptional hardship at this time. We know clients, and we see businesses throughout our region that have closed their doors. And our hopes are that these closures are temporary. We do want to reassure business owners that the Small Business Development Center, even though we're not on campus, we're not in our downtown offices as we are today, we are available still as a resource for small business owners. And the information and the guidance about programs and resources still available to business owners is still something that we're able to advise, provide information about, and support business owners in a truly challenging time.
All right, so when I hear about the SBA or the state having PETA money available in an additional way, you're informed on all of those options and plus some other ones that I didn't name?
Indeed. The two, there is a long-standing Small Business Administration. This is the United States SBA. They have very quickly enacted eligibility throughout Pennsylvania for small businesses to apply for what they call an economic injury loan or simply disaster loan. This is a program, again, a longstanding program that in the past has been used in the case of storms, flooding, the natural disasters. But at this time, throughout the country, it is a source of financing, long-term low-interest loans for businesses intended to provide them with working capital at a time of hardship. And that is something that our SBDC program has been offering free online webinars to give the ins and outs of that program, how to apply, what a business owner can expect from an SBA disaster loan.
Right, and these are loans, not grants, so there has to be an expectation on your part, plus on the SBA's part, that this is a temporary setback and that this will help tide you over where you don't have any revenue coming in now, and then later you'll pay back with the revenue that does come in later. Is there anything that maybe a small business owner wouldn't think of that maybe is available?
The other similar program or another financing program that you mentioned is a state program. Pennsylvania has enacted a new program, this is a working capital access program through Pennsylvania's Industrial Development Authority. This, again, is a low-interest loan for businesses with less than 100 employees. We encourage each and every business to learn the details about these programs, what is the right fit for them, what might be able to best assist them, and learn the details again at one of these educational sessions. That's something that we want to share with you and your listeners today is what's the next step to learn more about these programs. And coming soon, we are paying very close attention to the federal stimulus package that was just passed into law. The CARES Act is a truly tremendous new range of programs and resources for small business owners. During this week, we hope to have specific details about how a business owner can apply for benefits under the federal CARES Act.
Well, keep us informed about that. When you get that, when you crack the lid on that and start to see what's in there, let us know. Even as you just get glimpses of things, you can send us a note and we'll let people know that these certain elements are there. Maureen, as you were working through this winter and into spring, did you have some businesses that were working on startups? Were there sort of some new businesses or some new clients in the pipeline? And what has happened to them?
Yes, Mark, we did. And those individuals at this point are going to sit tight, which is probably the best option at this point. There were a number of them who were thinking of actually opening up brick and mortars. Even another example would be food trucks. And those may still have the opportunity to offer delivery, pick up those kinds of items. But yes, there are a number of them that were in the works. That at this point they're going to sit tight. We're going to continue to work with them and see how everything pans out over the next few weeks.
If somebody had the right business, could you get a startup going under these circumstances?
You could, yes, definitely. There are individuals who may be retooling even in response to the whole epidemic, the whole pandemic. There are options that people can still get going.
If you were making masks or gowns or something along those lines, I guess this that the hospitals could use that now would be the time to start up. Would there be capital available now? Could you talk to a bank or a venture capitalist or an angel investor? Is someone likely to free up money that's generally out there for investing?
I think if it's still a great idea, they can still move through normal lending channels and be able to obtain the necessary capital to start. As Steve mentioned, the whole economic injury disaster loan was based for individuals who are already up and running. That's not going to be for the startup, but there is still a way to qualify for a loan to get started, sure.
So, Mark, some things that haven't changed, even in this dramatically different time, is that the business model, the plan, how you're going to reach customers, how you're going to deliver products or services to them, that all has to be well thought through and supported with, realistic assumptions and a really good understanding of how the market works. And research about how all of those plans will actually be put into place. So a business owner at this time expanding their business, providing a new product or service, yes, they are going to face significant challenges. But if they're able to deliver goods or services in a different new way, then they can find their customers and connect with their customers. But they would have to have and demonstrate to that lender, to that investor, that they do have the capability to do it and overcome challenges that they're facing. Any business owner is always going to face challenges in a new venture, in expanding their market. And yes, of course, they are going to face challenges right now. But if they can put a plan together, if they have the right talent, if they have the right digital tools, remote work capability, the ability to leverage distribution channels that are still up and running, supply chains for products, for services, are disrupted in many cases, but if they can leverage those supply chains and digital delivery of services, there are opportunities there.
Could you hire somebody now?
It probably is a buyer's market in workforce, and this is nothing that we are seeing an unprecedented spike in people out of work. That's something that we also wanted to share, that information for employers and their employees about how to apply for unemployment benefits, and for business owners, asking them to stay closely tuned to information coming up about the Federal CARES Act, about opportunities for them to do as much as they can to keep employees on the payroll. That's something that I want to stress today, is that this federal package does look to have provisions to aid small business owners directly in keeping people on the payroll. We can't wait to see those details and then share them very broadly.
Right. So it would be feasible to do some hiring, maybe do some Zoom hiring. All right. Well, when we come back on our next segment at 7:40, we'll have to talk about soon. There's going to be a new slew of graduates out there. Maybe you'll have some information on them, on who's hiring, and what would be the process to hire where you can't meet face-to-face. Also, some tips on working from home, whether you're associated with a small business or just sound business advice for people working from home. What's the best way to do that? And Maureen, you can help me. I have yet to do my first Zoom meeting, so I'm turning to you. I've seen you at the front of the classroom talking about this technology, so I'm going to rely on you. So we'll appreciate that. But we'll do that at 7:40. Anything else we have to cover in our next segment? Steve, what else is on our agenda here this morning?
We'll talk a little bit more about how the SBDC does continue to serve business owners. And we'll certainly highlight that our SBDC statewide program is doing a daily webinar about financing programs currently on the books for business owners. They can find those events listed at our website, bucknell.edu/SBDC, Small Business Development Center, bucknell.edu/SBDC. Look for events there. And each and every day this week, a new webinar addressing financing for small business owners.
All right, so you guys are paddling like crazy underneath, as they say. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We're going to put Maureen and Steve on hold, and they'll be ready again at 7:40 this morning. Steve Stumbrus is the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center Director. Maureen Houck is the Assistant Director. I've seen one of her presentations, at least one of them, on how to get a business started in the simple but sequential, non-complicated way to go through the thought process of getting a business started. So she's going to tell us that. We'll get a glance at that again, because there are some things that are still on their calendar for after April, and some things during April. So we'll be talking about that shortly with the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center.
This is WKOK Sunrise, on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We are literally right in the middle of our interview with Steve Stumbrus, the director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good to be on the line with you.
I do appreciate that. Maureen Houck from hunkered down from her headquarters, the assistant director of the SBDC. Good morning, Maureen. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark.
We got a good conference call going here, so let's keep it going. In the first part of our show, we talked a little bit about the fact that there are some startup businesses in the pipelines around here, and it is still feasible to get employees, and it's probably a buyer's market, as we heard Steve say, and that the SBA, the federal agency, and the state agency, PETA, have some funding, and soon the federal stimulus CARES program will have some helps for small businesses in various ways. So we'll find out more about that as the weeks progress here. We do have a lot of people working from home. Some tips for people who happen to be working from homes. What is the right way or a right way to do that?
So one thing I wanted to share, Mark, is that as we're coming together via a conference call, that the SBDC remains available as a resource. And throughout the past few weeks, we've had the opportunity to use tools like conference call, of course, and you know that we're always responsive on the other end of an email. But video conferencing, video meetings, and I know everyone has been hearing this term Zoom, and you referred to you have not yet had a chance to join in on a Zoom thing yourself, right?
Right, not yet.
Not yet. Well, this is something that we have become very well practiced in. It has very quickly become part of our regular operations, is that instead of sitting across the table, sitting across the desk from our clients, now we're sitting across the virtual desk. Clients are still seeing us. We're still seeing clients, small business owners, on a daily basis, but now it's through a webcam. Zoom is one of many readily available video conferencing tools out there. Google Hangouts, WebEx, GoToMeeting, all of these have been part of business operations, part of meetings online for a few years now, but really coming into the forefront out of necessity. Tools like Zoom and other remote work digital collaboration tools are becoming part of the day-to-day operations of businesses who are staying in touch with their employees, with their suppliers, and with their customers. One tip that I can offer is that we've put together a good summary of how a business owner, how an entrepreneur can start up, in most cases, a variety of special offers through these technology companies that are offering their products on an extended free trial basis. They can find this and a number of other resources listed at a FAQ, a Frequently Asked Questions and Resource document that the SBDC has put together addressing the needs of businesses right now.
This might be an opportunity for folks to find out how maybe via Zoom they could help other businesses and help other individuals and maybe drum up some business in the long run. Am I hearing that right?
Well, that is actually an interesting note. Over the past few years, we have worked with a number of clients who themselves are advisors, coaches, consultants, individuals who, through their careers, have amassed this body of expertise in a particular industry. And their new business model is providing that expertise and consulting themselves with other businesses of the region. Very often, that expertise does not need to happen through a face-to-face meeting. And we have seen a number of those clients very rapidly, again, out of necessity at this time, but very rapidly adopt new digital collaboration tools like Zoom, like Google Suites, like products from Microsoft and more that connect with their clients in real time online.
All right. Any other tips that relate to a Zoom meeting? I would think you'd want to choose a background at your house that's relatively neutral and ask some of the kids to maybe just stay out of sight for a short time. Might be an easy thing, but anything else?
I know. It is a time when we do have to extend a great deal of understanding and flexibility to people that we're working with and who we're working for. Work schedules are disrupted. But sure, a few basic tools are having that webcam, having a microphone that is direct as possible. So an external microphone does help for clarity of communications. Having a work site at home where you can focus on the work that you need to do. And I recognize that these are challenges that entrepreneurs are going to face, that people who are doing remote work are going to face challenges. So really it is a shared responsibility for all of us to extend that flexibility as much as possible, and compassion for those who are facing challenges.
Well, Maureen, I used to have just a TV tray that I would set up in front of my recliner at home when I had to do homework, but now it's more common, so I do have a home office. But any tips for somebody who this might be new to them, this idea of working from home?
I think it's something that's very easily adapted to, Mark. I was not expert. I'll tell you, I had to learn very quickly myself. Steve is far more used to the tools at hand, but it is something that's very easily learned. And I believe after a week and a half of working with that media, it became something that's a nice, handy, easy to use tool. It's not complicated, and it still keeps you in touch with individuals that you otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to even see. So it's not difficult. I'd say give it a try, and you learn as you go. But at least it keeps the lines of communication open. A number of the clients that I have still been working with startup ideas, as you mentioned, the first step workshop, since we cannot have those face-to-face at this point, we are still helping those individuals either with a Zoom call, with a phone call. There are ways that we can still cover much of the material online with them and speak specifically to their particular business idea. So that hasn't stopped. It's even more personal, because at this point we can still talk to them one-on-one about their idea. That process hasn't changed, and most people are pretty at ease with just clicking on a link, and they can get to us one way or another.
All right, well, we got go ahead, please, Steve.
Yeah. One other thing that Zoom does, and a number of these other video conferencing tools, is it's not just the person that you're seeing; it's their face and voice, but you also have built-in collaboration. So, for example, as we are working with a client and they are sharing with us their business plan or their financial projections or the state of operations of their business, we're able to look at in real time with them a document. So putting that shared document on the same screen, we're seeing the same thing that they're seeing, just as if they were sliding that paper right across the desk to us in real time. That is something that we encourage business owners and employees working from home work on gaining that fluency to be able to share in real time a document with someone that they're working with. That's part of what we're doing as we're continuing to serve clients.
All right, you have a daily webinar that can help small businesses that already exist or those that are in the early stages, making sure that they're coping with and aware of all the helps that are out there and the SBA loans and the state help that might be available. Anything else in the future that's on the SBDC's schedule that you could preview? We have about a minute left.
Keep coming back to the Bucknell SBDC website, bucknell.edu/SBDC. The next five events on the event calendar are going to be these SBA financing programs. It's an overview offered by our statewide network, so colleagues of ours at SBDCs throughout Pennsylvania, about SBA disaster loans, about state financing, and as soon as detailed information about the federal CARES Act, including a new payroll protection program, as soon as details about that are available for business owners to apply for, those are going to be presented in those daily webinars. Keep coming back to our website for those and new online webinars from the SBDC.
www.bucknell.edu/SBDC, always the go-to place for folks. Steve, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Glad to hear from you.
Likewise, Mark. Thanks.
We appreciate that. And Maureen Houck, Assistant Director at the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure.
I do appreciate that. We have talked to them about a wide range of services at the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center.